Hey mama, I want to invite you to something. I am hosting a free anger management bootcamp on the podcast May 6th through the 10th. Monday through Friday, there will be a new episode released teaching you where anger comes from and what goes on in your brain when you feel intense feelings, how to lower your stress and increase capacity levels as a mom, how to shift your mindset to align your actions with the mom that you want to be, and how to break generational anger patterns. Subscribe to the podcast so you don't miss a day and sign up using the link in the show notes so you can get access to the episodes as soon as they drop and an email summary of the daily trainings, as well as access to a live Q&A call on the last day of the bootcamp. Invite one or three of your mama friends so they can learn how to manage their emotions well too. Link to sign up is in the show notes. I can't wait to see you in there. Let's get back into this podcast episode. Have you ever felt so mad with your kids? And you are recognizing that your tone is unkind, you are maybe being a little bit rough and aggressive with your children, you just need them to do what you want them to do in that moment, and you know that if you remain in that circumstance, in that situation for 5 more minutes, you are definitely going to lose your cool, freak out, say something, do something that you will have complete remorse and regret over and just break down because of the way that you treated your kids. Well, I wanted to share with you a personal story, something that happened to me recently where I was starting to feel really mad, starting to feel really frustrated and mad with one of my kids. And I knew I would recognize my signs. I can recognize quite easily when I'm feeling tense, when I'm feeling frustrated. And I knew that walking away would be the best thing. But my brain just wanted to win that battle. It wanted to win the battle because I felt like if I walk away, I'm going to lose the battle with my kid. And it felt so unfair. I just wanted to win. And I started to be a little bit unkind with my son and a little bit rough. And I heard my husband in the background say, "Elizabeth, leave him alone and walk away. Walk away." And I'm like, I know I should, but I don't want to. I mean, I do and I don't. So let me share this story with you. And I think you might relate. And then I will tell you what I did. And I will also tell you what you can do next time and how you can shift your perspective. I want you to know that I am real. Just like you, I teach on anger, not because I have this all figured out, not because I am 100% all the time calm, patient, responsive, and just mellow and warm and kind. I wish I was like that all the time, but I'm a real mom. I have my moments. I still struggle. I still sin. I still react. And I'm teaching this because I've learned ways to recognize it. I've learned ways to cope with it. I've learned ways to recognize when I'm getting to that point and redirect and make some changes and make some better choices. And this is hard work. This is hard work. And I want you to know that it is possible with God's help, with practice, right? Patience. When do we need it? In hard moments. We wouldn't need patience if there was no hard moments. And we get to practice patience and we get to practice these tools every day. Why? Because our children give us opportunities every day to practice it. So let's get into my story. Before I share my story, I want you to know that I have a free training that I put together for you that is on overcoming and breaking free from shame after exploding with anger on your family. I know you have lost your cool and I've lost my cool. So how can you reflect when you lost your cool with compassion instead of shaming yourself? Because you will never shame yourself into becoming a better mom. Also, that shame is from the enemy. And when he shames us, that does not help us recognize where we messed up, how we messed up, reflect, and what we can do better next time. God convicts us when we do make sinful choices. So this training is exactly about that. How do you reflect on the episode of Mom Rage? You realize where it's coming from and what you did in the moment, what you can do differently next time. This training is so good. It is so good. I poured everything I know compact into these 35 minutes. It is probably the best investment that you can make with your time right now. If you scroll down to the next steps section, and step number one is to sign up for the training, or you can just go to the website endmomshame.com, and it's going to redirect you to the link where you can sign up for the training. So here's the scenario, how things happened. It was a couple weeks back. It was about 9:30 p.m. My middle son remembered that he wanted to get a project done for the following day, so my husband was helping him with that. My husband was unavailable to help out, and he was getting busy. My oldest son was already almost getting ready for bed. He was almost in bed. My third son, who is 6 years old, has a whole thing with brushing teeth. He doesn't do a good job with them. He already has a bunch of crowns, which means I need to brush his teeth. And it was 9:30. It always feels like a battle with him because he doesn't want to do it. It needs to get done, and he doesn't do a good job himself, so I need to help him out. My husband's perspective is they're all baby teeth. They're going to fall out. It doesn't really matter. I still want him to brush his teeth. So besides the point, it was my choice to brush his teeth and help him with brushing his teeth. But in that moment, I felt like I had to do it. And so I was getting frustrated. I was telling him it's time to brush his teeth. He was resisting that. He's like, I don't want to. He was physically like moving his body away. I started to growl because I was feeling frustrated. I was like, why are you making this hard for the both of us? Ah, come on. And I raised my voice. I told him there's an easy way to do it and a hard way to do it. You get to choose which way you want to do it for the both of us. You can make it easy for both of us or hard for the both of us. I was getting dysregulated. I was feeling frustrated. Some of the things I was saying were unhelpful. They weren't sinful. They weren't wrong. They were just unhelpful in that moment. I felt this time pressure that I put on myself. I wanted to be in bed by 10, which means I need at least half an hour to like wind myself down, take a shower, wash my face, brush my teeth, drink my magnesium, all the things. I need at least half an hour from the time where I'm like getting ready for bed to actually lay down in bed. So it was getting 9:30. It was time for me to start getting ready for bed. And I felt like I was the only one doing this nightly duty, brushing his teeth. And that's not true. Oftentimes my husband does brush his teeth, even though he thinks it's not really helpful right now, but besides the point, he was busy. My husband was busy, and I was getting dysregulated. I was raising my voice. I was actually getting a little bit rough with my son. I grabbed his arm a little bit roughly, and I wanted to share with you this. Like, this is really hard for me to share because to me, this feels like a failure that I'm admitting to you, my friend who's listening to this podcast, because I hold myself to a higher standard to implement everything I teach. Why? Because I feel like it's important for me to implement everything I teach. It would be unauthentic or dishonest for me to teach these tools to you and not implement it in my own life. So when I share my own struggles with my kids, I want you to know that this is really, really hard for me to share with you when I mess up. It honestly is really hard. My natural tendency is to want to not share with you. But I know that it is important for you to realize that, first of all, I'm not perfect at this. I'm also a sinner. I'm also a regular mom with regular struggles. And I want to show you how I implement what I teach in day-to-day life. So let's get back to the scenario. And so I was getting agitated and frustrated with my son because I created this time pressure in my head to be in bed by 10 so then I could get up in the morning before my kids and have some alone time. And when I have time pressure, for me, that creates a lot of frustration. I'm sure you relate to that. And at that point, it is perspective shift. I have to shift my perspective, choosing to brush his teeth. I don't have to do it. I'm choosing to do it. I can also choose to walk away, but I didn't want to walk away. And so I heard my husband in the background tell me, leave him alone tonight. Walk away. Leave him alone and walk away. I tell you, the enemy does not want me to record this podcast episode because I've tried multiple times and something comes up. I get interrupted and I have to walk away from recording. As you heard my daughter crying in the background, she typically naps at this time. She honestly gives me a couple hours of naps in the middle of the day, but she is just not napping today. And so I just put some toys in her crib and zipped her up in that crib tent that I talk about. And hopefully she'll stay quiet until I finish recording this. All right. So I heard my husband say, leave him alone and walk away. And boy, was it hard. I felt like if I walked away in that moment, I would lose the battle. I would feel like I would lose and my son would win this argument or what we're having, where he's resisting and I'm trying to get him to brush his teeth. And my sinful nature, my tendency did not want to walk away. My mind wanted to fight in the moment. I wanted to make him do it. You know how we talked about fight, flight, or freeze? When you're getting really dysregulated and there's enough stress that builds up in your brain, you shift to fight, flight, or freeze. And when you are in fight, flight, or freeze, you literally either want to fight whatever is going on, you want to freeze, like you just freeze in the moment, or you want to just escape and flee. Well, when it comes to my children, my natural tendency is to want to fight. When it comes to being uncomfortable in public, something threatful in public, my natural tendency is to just freeze or flee. And so with my children, I am in fight mode. I want to fight. I want to win. That's what my brain and my sinful nature wants to do in that moment. I also know with everything that I teach you and with all the education I've done around anger and studying anger, I know that if I stayed and that stress will build up, I would get extremely dysregulated. I would reach my capacity and I would react. I would be rough with my kid, like really rough. I'd probably hurt him a little bit physically because I've done that before. I've been in that such similar situation with other children before. And I knew that I was feeling really tired and I was feeling really mad. And the combination of those two things, I do not handle myself really well in those circumstances. I know what I should do. I should walk away. And I get to walk away. And I can choose to walk away. But it felt so, so, so hard. I wanted to fight. And thankfully, my husband is like, Elizabeth, leave him alone and walk away. Because he could hear my voice raising. He could hear my son resisting. And I just clenched my teeth and I told my son, go to bed, get out of here. And I walked away. I know it's unkind. What I said was unloving, was unkind. I was feeling really dysregulated in that moment. I did not handle myself in the best way. I did not hurt him with my words and actions in the sense of like saying something damaging, but I was just unkind. And he walked away and I walked away and I went and I made myself some tea. I cleaned up the kitchen counters because I know that would make me feel a little bit better. And you know, when you're feeling angry, sometimes you can clean, what is it? Rage cleaning, what they call it. And it feels a little bit better. And I asked for help. I asked my oldest son, who was still awake, I asked him to brush the dog's teeth because we have a little Pomeranian and you got to brush his teeth. We don't do it every night, but I'm the one that typically does it most nights because I want him to have a bunch of health issues with his teeth and they're prone to have teeth issues. Anyways, I asked my oldest son to brush his teeth, which he did, and he was helpful. I made my magnesium drink and I went to go get ready for bed. What I want you to let you know is that walking away felt extremely hard for me in that moment. Why? Because I felt like I was failing or losing that battle with my son. That he won because he was resisting, he wasn't listening, like he won the battle. But what if I shift that perspective? And I did have to reflect on it later on, and I was able to shift that perspective. The truth is, I recognized my tone and my actions and my words, and they were getting to the point where they were going to get hurtful and sinful. And the best thing that I could do in that moment is to walk away. And what I could have done in that moment, which I didn't, but I could have done, is literally say to myself, even out loud, I could have said this out loud or just to my mind, choosing to walk away. I'm choosing to walk away. I'm choosing to walk away. When you tell your brain it's a choice, you're feeling empowered and in control. When you're telling yourself, I have to walk away to avoid confrontation, to avoid saying something hurtful, your brain perceives it as you are out of control and you're losing. But when you're telling your mind in that moment, I'm choosing to walk away, you are feeling empowered and in control. So if you remain in that stressful situation, eventually you will get to your breaking point. So if I stayed in that stressful environment and I didn't walk away, I would eventually reach my capacity levels. We all have a limit. We all have a capacity level. Why? Well, because God created us with limits. We are humans. We are not God. And we all have a limit and a capacity. So here's what you can do next time when you're reaching your capacity and you're recognizing that your tone is changing and you're physically starting to be a little bit rough and unkind with your kids. So it first is going to be your tone and your attitude, and then it's going to become with your actions, with being kind of rough and maybe a little bit aggressive with your kids. So keep that in mind and be really super aware of that, because this is the kind of work I do in my coaching container with you, recognizing the signs when you're starting to get aggravated and you're starting to get unkind and rough, and being able to recognize and making a plan what you're going to do in that moment to support yourself. So when you're starting to notice that with your kids, the first thing that you can do is, if someone else is around you, if you have older kids that can help a younger kid, if your spouse is home and he's available, ask for help. You can say, if my husband was available, if he's just sitting on the couch relaxing, I could say, hey babe, I really need you right now. I feel really frustrated with XYZ. I need your help. Would you please step in and brush his teeth right now? Because I need to walk away. I'm not doing well right now. And so that is typically what I would do oftentimes when my husband is available. Oftentimes I would communicate that I'm struggling, I'm having a hard time, and I need his help. Okay? So that is number one. If someone is around you, ask for help. Number two, shift your perspective. If no one is around you to help, shift your perspective that you're choosing to walk away because it's the better thing to do in that moment. It's the right thing to do in that moment. Like, literally tell your mind, I'm choosing to walk away. I'm choosing to walk away because it's the best thing to do right now. And then communicate with your child, whoever is there. Communicate, I'm choosing to walk away right now because I feel so mad and I don't want to say or do anything hurtful, unkind, sinful, something that will hurt you. I'm choosing to walk away right now. Please go to your room. Please, you know, whatever you need them to do, or literally just walk away, because walking away is the best thing that you can do for yourself and for your child in that moment. Or whenever you have even a conflict with your spouse and things are getting really heated and intense, communicate that you're getting escalated. Communicate that you're feeling really mad. Communicate that whatever you're about to say or do will be hurtful, and it's better for you to take a break and walk away to de-escalate, to calm down. It is the better thing to do. Later on, I was able to go to my son and talk to him and say, hey, it was the next day. I said, I know that I was rough with you yesterday. I was a little bit unkind. And when I was trying to brush your teeth, because you don't want to brush your teeth, I'm so sorry. I yelled at you and raised your voice. That was wrong. Would you please forgive me? And so I apologized to my son. I was able to make amends and reconnect with him. And kids are typically really resilient. They're like, it's okay, mom. And he'll give me a hug. Besides the point, I need you to recognize that if the stress builds up enough in your brain, if you have enough stressors, if everything is just piling up, you will reach your capacity and you will flip the switch and you will eventually go over the edge and you will notice yourself reacting in rage. And when you are to the point of rage, this is when you're saying and doing hurtful things. You are in your survival part of the brain, your thinking brain that helps you make good choices, logical choices, problem solve, is completely offline. And I will put episodes in the show notes that talk more about that. If this is your first episode that you're listening to, I teach a lot about this. And so it is the best and the most helpful thing that you can do in that moment is to walk away. My friend, if you have found this episode helpful in any way, shape, or form, would you please share it with a friend? Could you text it to two girlfriends? I know this is a really sensitive topic. I get it. There's so much shame and guilt around anger, especially for moms and Christian moms. I get it. I know. And you don't necessarily have to share the episode about anger, but you can just share my podcast with her and say, hey, I found this podcast recently and I found some of the things that I learned from here super helpful. I think you might find it helpful as well. And I would appreciate that so much because word of mouth is literally the best way that people find new podcasts and the number one way people find new podcasts. And this is literally the best way you can support me. So I'd really, really appreciate if you do that. Okay. I also wanted to share with you that on Friday, I will have an episode with a guest and it's going to be about how to start exercising when you have no time. Anybody raise your hand. I know it's hard. How to start moving your body and exercising when you feel like you have no time. And we have a special guest that teaches on this topic. And then I also want to share with you an Amazon product that I've been loving lately that I share everyone at the end of every episode. Why? Because I think it's so fun to share with you something I actually use with my family, with my kids. Yes, I do buy stuff on Amazon on a regular basis, and I'm not sharing random things here that you will never use. I'm actually sharing things that you will use. And so the Amazon product that I want to share with you this week, it is a floss reacher. So it's called Reach Flosser, whatever you call it. So it's for flossing your teeth, but it's like so much easier to reach your teeth with it. And you just replace the top head of it, the top head, and you just floss the teeth for your kids, for yourself. It is so much easier, like 1,000 times easier to floss your kids' teeth. And your kids can do it and it's much easier. So we have one for each family member, except probably our 2-year-old yet. But I have found these extremely helpful and really good, really good. I've had mine for years. My kids have theirs for years. Totally game changing. So I will link that in the show notes. Reach Flosser. That's how we will call it. Okay, friend. Thank you so much for showing up this week. I am so grateful that you are here. I am reaching my 3-year anniversary this month of having my podcast. My goal is to hit 100,000 downloads. I'm getting really close. And if you want to support me in any way, I would love for you to share this podcast with a friend. I already mentioned that earlier. Just text it to a friend or two, and I would greatly appreciate it. Thank you so much for being here. I pray for you every single day. And if you want support with anger, like we just covered today, I can help you. I can help you. I have this amazing, valuable, and transformational program that is completely risk-free. It has 100% money-back guarantee. It's 12 weeks long, and it's to transform you from a mom who is reactive, agitated, raging, screaming, yelling, angry all the time, to a mom who is, for the most part, calm and patient and grounded and collected and warm and loving for the most part, most of the time, right? And then I know this is what you want. I know that you want to transform your life. I know that you want to leave a positive legacy for your children. And I know that you can also do this work and that this change is possible for you. With God's help and my support, you can change your life. And so if you want that further support, and this is calling your name, and you want to make these changes, and you are in a place where you're ready to do something about this, and you're sick and tired of reacting and screaming and yelling at your kids and just feeling like a terrible mom, I want to invite you to book a call. In the show notes, if you scroll down, it says, in the next step section, number 3 says, book a call. And you can book a call with me and we can have a conversation about how I can help you and if my program is the right fit for you. My friend, I love you. Thank you so much for being here. And until next episode.
Hi, friend. Did you learn something new or found value in this episode? If so, would you stop right now and share this episode with one Christian mama friend who has young kiddos and could benefit from this message? Word of mouth is the best way to spread the word and grow this podcast. Also, if you enjoyed this podcast, would you please rate and review on Apple Podcasts so I know that this content is helpful and I can continue to create more episodes. This is really the only way for me to know that you are blessed by this podcast. I'll see you soon, my friend. God bless you.